Colorado is known for its big game. Elk, bear, moose, and alligators. Well, unlikely as that may sound, the Rocky Mountains are home to a gator farm. And as Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee discovered, you can pay to learn how to wrestle one.
Two rules. Don't hesitate, okay? He who hesitates gets bit. Don't think about it. Alligator wrestling is not a thinking man's sport.
Jay Young, the owner of Colorado Gators, is standing in a pool full of two-foot-long alligators. We're just starting class, and Young is about to pull up our first assignment.
Oh, you're a good boy, huh?
He's hissing.
Yeah, they do that sometimes. It means they like you.
It takes a certain kind of crazy to want to pay $100 to handle animals sensible people run away from. But here we are, ready to try our hands at this most extreme of sports.
1, 2, 3, jump.
Nope. Okay, sorry.
Don't let go. That's rule number two. Well, my parents, Irwin and Len Young, started the farm here in 1977 as a fish farm. Picked this location because of access to geothermal water. The water's heated by the earth, comes from the well at 87 degrees year-round. In 1987, then, we got our first alligators to be garbage disposals for the fish farm.
At first, they just cleaned up fish carcasses, but over the years, the gators have gone from waste management to center stage. Word got out, and an attraction was born.
As soon as we opened up to the public and let people come in and start seeing our alligators, other people's pet alligators started showing up here. We've literally come to work and found them on the doorstep. This guy is going to turn and try to bite you.
Okay.
I can almost guarantee it. You'll have to swing him around to keep him from biting.
Right about now, you might be wondering, as I was, how insane is it to offer gator handling classes? I mean, Young's got us wading into water with increasingly large gators and showing us how to drag them around and pin them down.
Injuries are few and far between. If you listen to the instructions, very few people get hurt, and most of them who do get hurt wear it with pride. I mean, it's a red badge of courage. I got a wound from an alligator, you know.
All I know is I'd be happy to end this class with all my fingers intact. I've done a lot of dumb things in my life, but our final lesson, pinning down a 7-foot alligator, takes the cake. It feels like I'm straddling a scaly time bomb.
Lean back like this, pull her head back, okay? And then we'll go ahead and take a quick picture for the insurance company in case somebody gets hurt again. I'm just kidding, we don't have insurance.
It's kind of hard to imagine who would insure this place. By the time our lesson is complete, I'm glad the next gator I see will be safely behind glass on the Discovery Channel. For NPR News, I'm Megan Verlee.
This is NPR News.